Weekend parliamentary elections in two Lebanese districts have revealed deeper divisions between the different religious communities in that country. Lebanon has faced a nine-month deadlock between supporters of the Western-leaning government of Prime Minister Fouad Siniora, a Sunni, and the opposition led by the Shiite Hezbollah and Christian leader Michel Aoun. The ballots were called to replace two government ministers killed in different attacks in recent months. Former President Amin Gemayel, a prominent Maronite Christian, narrowly lost his election bid to Aoun's candidate, Camille Koury, in Sunday's by-election in the Metin district north of Beirut. Amin Gemayel was running in Metin to replace his son Pierre, who was shot dead last November in an attack government supporters blame on Syria. In Beirut, meanwhile, voters gave an easy victory to Sunni Muslim Mohamed Itani, who replaces another Sunni lawmaker killed in a June car bombing. Shiite Muslims led by Hezbollah overwhelmingly back the pro-Syrian opposition and stayed away from the polls. Christians represent about a third of the country's 4 million people, and neither the pro-Syrian camp nor the pro-government camp has been able to lure them to their side en masse. Many fear the deepening stalemate may lead to the formation of competing governments after pro-Syrian President Emil Lahoud's term ends this November. Tensions between the two rival Christian political groups remain high. Lebanese bishops and Maronite Patriarch Nasrallah Sfeir have tried to negotiate between the sides to little avail. Well, I spoke to Professor of International Relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, Khalil Karam, about the divisions between the different religious communities. He says the difference of opinion is a healthy sign of democracy in any country.
Of course, there are divisions, and I don't think this is unhealthy. No, it's democracy. You know what is not democratic when you see in other communities one man representing the whole community, and this is not fair. It's more healthy to have several representatives of a city, which is more democratic, than having just one person deciding for everybody. And you understand that being a person coming from the West. So I don't think that there is a problem having Christians having different ideas on issues. This is not a bad thing. Only we want them to have a bottom line on the existential issues. This is might be lacking a bit, but we are working on it, and the Patriarch is having a very hard job doing that. The Christians have a major role in bringing the Sunnis and the Shiites together in order to make a new deal for the new coming mandate. Because if the Christians do not do it, who will do it? Because the Sunnis and the Shiites are at a very serious odds in all existential, domestic, all issues. Christians can play a role bringing the Sunnis and the Shiites to arrive all together with the Christians to a new deal in Lebanon. This is, I think, a historical step that should be made by the Christian leaders, the Christian church, and the Christian community. The Christians can do it if they want, and I think we have to do it. Now, the bishops have had a committee of bishops who were working on Christian reconciliation. It's a wider project that might be helpful now in order to arrive to elect a president that is accepted by all the Christian community, so it will not be a problem to propose this person to the other Muslim communities in the country.
You were mentioning that there are these existential issues that Christians have to come to agreement on. Could you tell me what they are?
Yes, you know, we have a very serious problem, economical problem. Now, for example, why the lines are not good? Because of electricity. They have very long electricity cuts, so this makes the telephones working hardly. Due to this political unrest and economical crisis, all the youth is leaving the country. And for the last 50 years, the Christian community suffering from very serious emigration. The Christian community will be an aging community. where the skillful youth will stay in the country in order to make the new generation of leaders, the new generation of engineers, doctors, etc., etc., etc. So the good ones are leaving the country to find work either in the Gulf countries as a priority or outside the Arab world if they have no choice in the Arab world. Now, this is existential. The second thing is that we need to renew our political system, mainly the electoral law. And for us, this is extremely critical because the Christian has to vote for his representative, not the other communities voting for him. So this is very important and this is highly existential because according to my knowledge and my experience, it's mainly the political unrest and the political uncertainty of the future that makes our youth leave the country more than the economical crisis.
We spoke about the victory of Kamil Koury there in the Metin region against Amil Jemayel. How are Christians reacting to those results? And you were mentioning earlier the importance of Christians now uniting and trying to help the reconciliation between Sunnis and Shia.
51% of the Christians are happy and 49% are not happy. It's like any election. For me, this is democracy. So I think the new trend, the Christian mind, is protect the Christian presence in the state by making new laws, new constitution, mainly not new constitution because Taif is kind of faker thing, but at least new electoral law where the Christians will have their say and will have a little bit of influence, at least in electing their own representatives. So you cannot imagine how important is this issue for us. That's why I told you this is existential.
Khalil Karam is a professor of international relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut.